This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Children's Chorus. How I Got Over, a celebration of the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the uplifting voices of the Boston Children's Chorus, recorded live at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. Hour, we'll share some spine-tingling moments as these young singers inspire us to think beyond the boundaries with the Boston Children's Chorus on WCRB in concert. I'm Laura Carlo, bringing you the 2017 edition of this annual tribute, honoring the life and legacy of a man that his widow, Coretta Scott King, referred to as one who brought hope and healing to America. Dr. King's inspiring words reflected his dream of a multiracial nation that celebrated differences, equality, tolerance, freedom, and justice for all. For all. Mrs. King loved the King holiday, saying this was a day young people learned about the power of unconditional love, even for one's adversaries, as a way to fight injustice and diffuse violent disputes. She called it a day that commemorates America's preeminent advocate of nonviolence, the man who taught by his example that nonviolent action is the most powerful, revolutionary force for social change available to oppressed people in their struggles for liberation. As we listen to this concert of inspiring music sung by a multiracial, multi-age children's chorus, let's take heart that despite whatever we might hear on the news, there are good people making uplifting music to encourage us as we take up the mission where Dr. King left off. If you'd like to follow along, you can find the texts of all the inspirational songs on this concert at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Just follow the links for In Concert. Here's conductor Anthony Teresa King to lead the chorus in How I Got Over.
My soul, back in wonder, how did I make it all?
Boston Children's Chorus, led by Anthony Teresa King, and soloists Sophia Barreau, Michaela Francesconi, Anna Laura Delgado, and Austin Moore, How I Got Over. As Dr. King said, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. And one who has personal experience with that struggle is veteran public radio reporter Dolores Handy. She grew up in the Jim Crow South in Little Rock, Arkansas. Here she is with words of encouragement for us all, words for getting over.
When I was 18 years old on August 28, 1963, some 200,000 people gathered in Washington, D.C. for the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Following Dr. King's speech, the one that he delivered that mesmerized the nation, that stirred the soul of a nation when he started talking about having a dream, following that speech, the legendary gospel singer Mahalia Jackson got up and started singing How I Got Over, the song you just heard these young people so ably deliver. How I Got Over, made it on over. I have to tell you, I was rocking backstage. Because my soul looked back and wondered how I got over. And we all have those experiences. But Mahalia Jackson, when she sang that song about the struggle, singing from Dr. King's dream with a vision for the future, assuring him and others that the movement of the civil rights struggle was going to be successful at a time when it seemed anything else but headed that way. That day changed the course of the conversation in this nation. Dr. King also recognized that his dream for the future would not come without hard work in the present. And in that speech delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, he declared, "We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now." And more than 50 years have passed since then, and sometimes, especially right now, we have to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. Together, we will get over.
We are on our way.
But we won't get over alone. We must work together to reach a place of peace and prosperity.
And in 2016, we saw just how difficult that can be. We saw that people in this country are not talking to each other anymore. We learned that people are living in bubbles, refusing to engage with those holding opposing perspectives, rejecting those that are different from them.
How can we espouse the value of liberty and justice and then deny someone a seat at the table?
In 2017, we need to have conversations where all voices are represented and all voices have an opportunity to be heard.
And the foundations of those conversations must be an open heart.
Hope.
A desire for peace.
Called Conversation Peace. It's Stevie Wonder's contribution to this important conversation, sung by the Boston Children's Chorus with Anthony Teresa King conducting. Before that, we heard a Mahalia Jackson song, On My Way, and then the passionate voices of the singers themselves, drawing our attention to the reason for this memorial concert. You're listening to it here on WCRB In Concert. And if you'd like to see the words for these songs, you can find them at classicalwcrb.org. Follow the link for In Concert.
During her lifetime, Sojourner Truth was one of the most powerful voices who advocated for Black women to have a seat at the table and a voice in the conversation.
Truth's Ain't I a Woman speech, delivered in 1851 at the Women's Convention in Akron, Ohio, is remembered today as one of the greatest speeches of the 19th century, giving voice to the inhumanity and hypocrisy denying women and Black people equal rights and protection under the law.
You know, when I was a child, this little girl from Little Rock, separate but equal was the law of the land. We had Jim Crow policies that mandated that Black people and white people ate at separate restaurants, used separate bathrooms, attended separate schools, and of course the facilities were rarely equal. And we saw and felt the unequalness of that profoundly. It was in 1963 that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. described the effects of segregation, noting that segregation not only harms one physically, but injures one spiritually. He says it scars the soul. It is a system which forever stares the segregated in the face and says, you are less than, you are not equal to. It is difficult to measure the emotional and spiritual damage that message has wrecked in the Black community. But we know that that damage is real.
As a nation, we've taken many great steps in reversing the damaging legacy of slavery and Jim Crow.
But equal opportunity still does not exist for everyone in this country. On average, in Boston, women earn 77 cents to every dollar men earn.
And so, as we continue to advocate for equal opportunity for all, women like Sojourner Truth can teach us how to speak truth to power and how to raise our voices for what's right.
Look at me, no man could bend me. Look at my arm, look at me.
by a woman. Those words were spoken in 1851 by Sojourner Truth, a former slave who worked tirelessly for abolition and the rights of women. I'm Laura Carlo. Tonight on WCRB In Concert, a live recording of the Boston Children's Chorus in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall in 2017. How I Got Over, a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. The 2018 tribute concert is coming right up. It's entitled Take My Hand, and it takes place tomorrow night at 7 at Symphony Hall. For tickets and information, start at our website, classicalwcrb.org, and click on In Concert. Let's go back now to 2017, the Boston Children's Chorus and How I Got Over. The chorus welcomed back a Boston native as a special guest for this concert. Nick Walker was once a member of the PALS Children's Chorus here, but now he has a skyrocketing career on Broadway. Currently, he's the understudy for both Burr and Washington in the smash hit Hamilton. Here he is at Jordan Hall to introduce a powerful contemporary work by Joel Thompson, Seven Last Words of the Unarmed Man.
2016 was filled with the news of the necessary deaths of more black men and women. And like many Americans, I have struggled to discern my role in responding to these tragedies. And like many Americans, I have often felt powerless. But I see something here tonight that makes me optimistic about our shared future, and it's something that reminds me of the time that I've spent so far with Hamilton. I see the power of art to inspire, to prompt reflection, to provoke questions, to teach our young people. In other words, I see the potential of art to bring about change, and that's an incredible thing. Now, our next two songs feature the words spoken by two young, unarmed black men in the moments before they lost their lives. Now, first, we share the words of Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old high school student gunned down in 2012 by Neighborhood Watch Coordinator George Zimmerman while walking home from a 7-Eleven armed with only a packet of Skittles. And then we sing about the words of Amadou Diallo, a 23-year-old undocumented immigrant from Guinea who was shot and killed by four New York City police officers in 1999. The officers shot Diallo 19 times when he reached into his pocket to pull out his wallet, believing it to be a gun. Now, we cannot bring these young men back to life, but we can give voice to their words. And we hope that in singing these songs, we honor their lives by continuing to raise awareness of the need for conversations, learning, and love within and across communities. Thank you.
You know, I'm going to college next year, and it breaks my heart to think that Amadou Diallo was killed before he got that chance.
For an immigrant like Amadou, education is the surest way to create social and economic opportunity. Just last year, nearly 1 million people from all around the world came to the U.S. to study at our colleges and universities, striving to create opportunities for themselves.
But right now, millions of people around the world are striving for access to an even more fundamental right, the right to survival.
The UN estimates that about 65 million people are forcefully evacuated from their homes. 21 million are refugees, forced to leave their homes because of war and persecution.
The refugee crisis is particularly acute in Syria, where 5 million people out of a population of only 22 million have been forced to seek safety outside their homes.
In our next song, we tell the story of the Kurdi family, an ethnic Kurdish family who attempted to escape Syria for a better life in Canada.
Like the Kurdis, refugees throughout the world face difficult and often deadly situations when they are forced to leave their homes.
In 2017, we hope that we can open up our arms and offer safe passage to families like the Kurdis, who are only striving to find safety and opportunity.
In our next songs, we express the hope, the pain, and the urgency of building a world where all people have access to the shared fruits of our earth.
Oh,
Soon I will be done with the trouble of the world, trouble of the world, trouble of the world. Soon I will be done with the trouble of the world. I'm going to live with God. No more weeping and wailing, no more weeping and wailing, no more weeping and wailing. I'm going to live with God. I'm going to live with God.
The Boston Children's Chorus, with special guest Nick Walker, a member of the Hamilton cast, and the other soloist was a Boston Children's Chorus alumna, Carolyn Joyner. And before that, a powerful song by the Australian songwriter Missy Higgins, O Canada, inspired by Alan Kurdi, the drowned Syrian boy whose body washed up on a Turkish beach in 2016. And that set began with Seven Last Words of the Unarmed Man by Joel Thompson. This week on WCRB In Concert, we're bringing you a concert tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King from 2017 by the Boston Children's Chorus, entitled How I Got Over. And if you'd like to follow along with the text of the songs, you can find them at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's also where you can find a link to more information about the Boston Children's Chorus and tickets for tomorrow night's Martin Luther King tribute at Symphony Hall. Now back to last year's concert at Jordan Hall. This is Ain't You Got a Right, the Boston Children's Chorus, conducted by Anthony Tresick King.
Ain't but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Boston Children's Chorus on WCRB in concert with a song by the London-based Afrobeat band Osibisa called Woyaya. And before that, some memorable words spoken by Dr. Martin Luther King in his last speech in Memphis, April 3, 1968, the day before he was assassinated. This concert, recorded last year at NEC's Jordan Hall, is called how I got over.
The road will be difficult, but we will get over.
Together, we will rise.
Together, we are strong. Together, we are one.
When we walk, when we sleep, when we rise, we are one. When we laugh, when we sing, when we cry, when we run, we are one.
And we shall love one another with all our hearts. And we shall care for each other with all our souls.
Dr. Martin Luther King himself said, we must live together as brothers or perish together as fools. That was We Are One by Canadian composer Brian Tate, and that's the Boston Children's Chorus, conducted by its artistic director, Anthony Tracy King. And the audience here in Jordan Hall wouldn't let them go without an encore. This hour on WCRB in Concert, we've been listening to How I Got Over with the Boston Children's Chorus, conducted by Anthony Teresa King at NEC's Jordan Hall in 2017. The special guest artist was Nick Walker, a cast member of Hamilton. Tomorrow night at Symphony Hall, the Boston Children's Chorus will sing the 2018 concert entitled Take My Hand. And there's nothing more inspirational than being there in person. For information about that concert, click on the link on our in-concert webpage at classicalwcrb.org. Thanks to audio producer Antonio Oliak-Ross, producer Alan McClellan, and executive producer Brian McCree. I'm Laura Carlo, and thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.